Masechet Tochen Parah Beis Mishnah Ches Ein Noitzim Es Hakema Tocha Charosa Ola Tocha Charo. It is forbidden on Pesach to put flour into charosa or into mustard. Charosa is a dip that is made out of water and vinegar, and it's used to dip meat in it. And a person should not put flour into charosa or into mustard on Pesach, because it would cause the flour to become chametz. Ve'imnasan yoichamiya. If a person does put flour into mustard on Pesach, he must eat it immediately, as it would not become chametz right away, since mustard is very sharp. So therefore, he would be allowed to eat it immediately. However, if he does not eat it immediately, he would have to get rid of it, since it would have become chametz. However, flour that is put into charosis would become chametz immediately, so therefore you would not be allowed to eat it at all. If you put flour into charosis, you would have to get rid of it. For Rabbi Meir, forbids eating flour that was put into mustard on Pesach, even if you want to eat it immediately, as according to Rabbi Meir, flour that is put into mustard would become chametz right away, so therefore if you put flour into mustard, you would not be allowed to eat it, you would have to get rid of it. Ein mevashlin es haPesach. Lo b'mashkin v'lo b'mei pirus. It is forbidden to cook the Korban Pesach in any type of liquid or in fruit juice. And the Korban Pesach has to be roasted. You're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach. Now, even though the Torah said you should not cook it in water, if not only water that you're not allowed to cook it in, you can't cook it in any type of liquid. But after you do roast the Korban Pesach, you would be allowed to rub liquid on the Korban Pesach, or to dip the Korban Pesach into liquid, and once you roasted it, it's mutter to dip it into liquid. Now some say that what the Mishnah says, you can rub or dip the Korban Pesach into liquid, is even before you roast it. And even though you're dipping it into liquid, since you subsequently are roasting the Korban Pesach, it would be mutter. Meitash misho shanachton yishapchu. Bipnei shehein machmitah. The water that is used by a baker on Pesach has to be spilled onto a slanty place so that it will not gather in one place, because otherwise it would become chametz. We're talking about the water that a baker dips his hands in when he's working on the bread every few minutes. He dips his hand into water. So there is flour in that water. And if that water will stand in one place, it will become chametz. So therefore the baker must pour the water into a slanty place so the water will run off and not gather in one place and become chametz. Sechem Sechem Paragimel Mishnah Aleph Elu Obrim BePesach. The following types of chametz have to be disposed of before Pesach with the rest of the chametz. As even though the following types of chametz are not chametz gomer, it's not completely chametz. It's either chametz ayidei teruva, chametz mixed in with other things, or chametz noksha, which is chametz that is not edible. However, you still have to dispose of it with the rest of the chametz, even though it is not completely chametz. And even though you're not over by Iran, by Yamatza, if you have it in your house, since it's not chametz gomer, however, it is forbidden to eat chametz ayidei terubos or chametz noksha. It's also in the Torah to eat chametz that is not edible or chametz that's mixed in with other things. Now, even though there would be no chi of kareis for eating it, as if you eat chametz gomer, complete chametz, you would be chai of kareis. And if you eat chametz noksha or chametz ayidei terubos, it would be asur, but there would be no chi of kareis. So since it is asur to eat it on Pesach, it has to be disposed of with the rest of the chametz, even though there is no isur by Iran by Imadza, to have it in the house on Pesach. Kuta hatavli, a Babylonian dip, which is made out of moldy bread and milk. This is chametz ayidei terubos, chametz mixed in with other ingredients, and it has to be disposed of before Pesach. B'sheicha hamadi, and beer that is made in madat, which is made out of wheat or barley, that is soaked in water. This is also chametz ayidei teruva, and has to be disposed of. B'chometz ha'adomi, and the vinegar that was used in Edom. In Edom they made vinegar by putting barley into wine. This is also chametz ayidei teruva, and has to be disposed of. B'zeisom ha'mitzri, and the Egyptian zeisom. Zeisom was made out of a third barley, and a third salt and saffron, and it was used for a refuah, for a medicine. This is also chametz ayidei teruva. It must be disposed of with the rest of the chametz. With zuman shel tzabah, and the dyer's paste, which was made out of bran and water, that the dyer is used to use. This is chametz noksha. It's chametz that is not edible, and it also has to be disposed of with the rest of the chametz. Ra'amilan shel tzabachin, and the dough that was used by cooks. Cooks used to make dough out of grain that was not yet a third ripe, and they would use that dough to cover the pot, and that dough would absorb the moisture from the pot. The Kaylin Shosaifer and the paste that was used by Schrock, and they used to make paste from mill dust that was mixed with water, and they used that paste to stick together their papers. This is also chametz neisha, chametz that is not edible, and it must be disposed of with the rest of the chametz. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm atashite nasha. Rabbi Eliezer says women's cosmetic also has to be disposed of with the chametz. Rabbi Eliezer is referring to flour that is mixed in with other ingredients that women use to put on their flesh to make their flesh look smoother or to get rid of unwanted hair. Now this is chametz noksha ayidei tarubis. First of all, it's chametz noksha, it's not edible. And second of all, it's mixed in with other ingredients. So according to the Tanakhama, since it's both chametz noksha and it's ayidei tarubis, you do not have to dispose of it with the chametz. But Rabbi Eliezer holds, even so, it has to be gotten rid of before Pesach. Zeha klal, this is the general rule, according to Rabbi Eliezer, kol shehu mimin dagon hareza over b'pesach. Anything that's made out of grain has to be disposed of before Pesach. So therefore, the tachshite nashim, since it's made out of grain, it has to be disposed of before Pesach, even though it's both chametz noksha and it's ayidei terubos. You have to get rid of it with the rest of the chametz. Hare elu ba'azhara, v'ein behem mishum karts. The types of chametz that are listed in this Mishnah are ba'azhara, meaning to say, it is also min haTorah to eat it on Pesach. However, there would be no chiyuv karets. As even though they're forbidden to eat on Pesach, since they are not chametz gomer, they're not complete chametz, either because they're chametz noksha, they're unedible, or because they're mixed in with other things, so there would be no chiyuv karets. However, it would be forbidden min haTorah to eat it on Pesach. And if you do eat a kezayis from the chametz noksha or chametz ayidei terubos, you would be chayav malkus if you ate a kezayis from the chametz in the amount of time it takes to eat nachilas prat, which is the amount of one meal. In such a case, you would be chayav malkus.